Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. All right. We're back. Happy Sunday with another episode.
Yes, we are very excited about this topic. We've already been giggling about it a little bit. It's something new that we haven't tried before, and it's like a new series we want to introduce where we read random Reddit stories. And today's question is, what are you starting to dislike more as you get older? So we are essentially going to talk about some topics that other people have put on here, and then also discuss some of our experiences. I think this will be fun because it's a very relatable thing. Like, as we're getting older, I definitely feel like I've become a little less tolerant to a lot of things.
Oh yeah. I mean, my tolerance level for foolishness is
zero.
Very low.
Yeah. Basically a very, very thin line.
Okay, so things that we dislike more as we've gotten older. The first thing that I saw on Reddit, and it actually just happened to me this week, was when they rearranged the grocery store. I was literally in Costco yesterday and on Sunday, and I couldn't find the mixed nuts. I couldn't find there's these things called Heavenly Hunks or Chunks. They're delicious. It's like oatmeal squares.
Heavenly Chunks. I love it. That's America for you.
I know. But like, when you go to a store and you know where things are and you like have a routine, you want to get in and out. And then when they start moving shit around, and you're like,
oh my God, it's so true.
So annoying.
So you were like, where are my nuts?
Where are the nuts? I even asked someone who worked there, and he was like helping me look, and he was like, you know, I don't know. They're moving stuff all the time.
No, I hate it when that happens. I literally feel like that sometimes when I'm at the grocery store and they remove something. I get so annoyed. Instead of even trying to look, I immediately try to find assistance because I'm like, I don't have the patience for this. Just tell me exactly where it is so I can go get it and let me get out of here.
Yeah, but it's bad when they move things so often that the people who work there don't even know where it is.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a red flag. You need to find another grocery store. That keeps it exactly how they want. It's so funny. Like, when I used to live in midtown in Houston, I moved outside of the loop, and I basically would go sometimes to my old grocery store because I was so familiar with everything and I knew exactly where everything was. Like, I would rather drive out of my way to go to that grocery store so I can shop in peace versus like learning where everything is in a new store. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no thanks.
You're like, that's crazy.
Okay, what else?
Okay, remember when you were saying on TikTok people are talking about like, what did they say, like sharing cabs, like people are not really wanting to
just like little inconveniences, like sharing a cab, flying cheap airlines, which, I mean, like, you get to a certain point, I think, in life when saving that money on a flight, like, I learned my lesson. And then when I saw this on TikTok, this wasn't a Reddit story, but this was on TikTok, where there was a girl talking about how she was sharing the things that she's no longer tolerant of at her age of 30 and older. And one of them was flying cheap airlines. And I could not agree more, because there was one time, I think it was last year, my friends and I went to Mexico and we flew Spirit and like had the worst experience. And we were all just like, you know what? This will never happen again. Like,
yeah,
we will never fly Spirit again, ever. I don't care how cheap the flight is. We've been tempted so many times. We're like, ooh, that price is so low. But we're like, no.
There's a reason why it's so low. It's so true. Oh my God. You know, another thing I am not tolerant about at all is if I'm going on a trip with a friend, I don't want to be sharing a bed. Okay. I already have like weird issues about it. I always have. I don't like to share beds with people. It's not anything personal to them. It's just who I am as a person. I need my own sleep. I mean, I need my own space. I need my own comforter. Like, I just need my own space. Like, sharing a comforter with a friend has always been like so uncomfortable for me. I don't know what it is. So like even now, if we go somewhere, I'm like, I'm not going to be slumming it in a hotel room with like five girls. Like, no.
Oh, heck no. No, yeah.
No. And even if I'm going with like three people, I'm like, let's get two queen size beds and a rollaway bed because I need my own space.
I feel you on that. I have a couple of people, like I can travel with some people and have my own room and my own bed, and then I can travel with other people. And it's kind of like we have to share just based on different budgets and whatnot. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of depends on who I'm traveling with. But my preference is my own room and my own bed. I can totally get down with that.
Yeah. I mean, even if I have to share, I'm like, I'll gladly be the person sleeping on the floor. I would rather sleep on the floor than share a bed with somebody.
Damn. No, I'm going to get in that.
Yeah, bed. I'm pretty intense. I'm like, I'll sleep on the couch. I'll be the one willing to sleep on the couch because I don't want to share a bed.
Hey, bye.
Well, that's just me.
I'd be like, okay. Meanwhile, I'm making snow angels or sheet angels.
Yeah, there you go. Steph, you can have the bed. I'm crazy that way too. But also, like one time, like I went with some of my friends to New York, and one of them was doing her PhD at the time. And I get it that she has like a student budget and wasn't able to do a lot because, of course, she's living on a student budget. But I feel like at this point, like she wanted to just walk everywhere. It was summer in New York. Summer in New York can get pretty nasty, like sweaty, gross. The subways are just disgusting. Like you go down and it's like a sauna with like that smells like piss, sometimes trash. Like,
thank you, you know, the visual.
I know it's pretty gross. And she just wanted to walk everywhere. But I was like, look, I'll gladly pay for a cab for both of us rather than like having to walk 50 blocks in the heat because it's just too much. Like, I went to New York for 3 days, like for a vacation. Like, I don't want to come back exhausted from my vacation and not even enjoy New York. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally. Like if I can't go and ball out and enjoy myself, I don't want to go.
Yeah, you know? It's like not fun.
Yeah, that's not the vibe.
It's not a vacation then. Like, I'm not going there to like live like the locals. I want to go there and blow my money and come back. This is why I live in Texas and not New York.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm on Reddit and it says scrolling lower in the drop down to find my birth year. It's such a long scroll these days. Why? I'm like, I was born in the 80s. Remember?
That is so funny. What are you? She's like really starting to dislike the fact that you have to scroll so much to find your birth.
Oh, yeah. The older you get, the more you have to scroll.
Oh, my God.
There was someone who replied to this and said, I remember when I had to lie about being 13 to join websites as a 12-year-old. Oh, how time flies.
That is so true.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time really does fly when you're having fun, though.
Yeah. Okay, driving at night, headlights are too bright, and I can't see shit.
Oh my God, that's me. That's literally me. I'm like, I don't want to drive. Me too. I hate driving at night. Somebody wrote anything that takes place outside my house. Yes.
Honestly, like same.
36K likes. I'm like, yep, all the certified homebodies reunite.
Yes.
If I do not leave my house by like 6:30, it's a real struggle for me. Like even around 8 o'clock, I'm like, oh my God, it's so late.
Oh,
I don't have the patience to leave my house at 8 o'clock. Like if I'm not leaving around like 6:30, I'm not happily leaving my house. Basically.
Oh yeah. I mean, honestly, like if it's not pre-planned early in the week and I have to get my mind right. Like if I don't know I'm leaving at 6:30 or later, I'm not leaving. Like I cannot do anything last minute. My sister's fiance messaged me one night and she was like, we have a reservation for dinner at 9 p.m. And I was like, I won't be there. 9 p.m. What? I will literally be under my covers. And it was in Dallas. Like you want me to leave my house where I live 45 minutes away for dinner at 9 p.m.? Who does that? Who's eating dinner at 9 p.m.? But of course, oh, I've done it at Carbone. I've done it at Carbone, but it's not an always thing. It's because that was our the only love reservation affair they had. Carbone.
Literally, we're like, we'll do anything for Carbone.
Yeah, for them, maybe.
It was not a special maybe. Occasion. Hell yeah. You know for sure you would definitely be eating at Carbone at 9 p.m.
Yeah, I would be falling asleep in my plate, but I'm going to have spicy rigatoni.
In that spicy rigatoni plate, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Somebody wrote, I have very strict boundaries about this. How I spend my personal time is up to me. Please respect that or get the fuck out.
Oh.
I mean, that's very true.
Yeah. It's aggressive how they said it, but yeah.
It is aggressive. But this person probably lives in a household of people that do not respect their personal space. So I 100% get that.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Let's oh, see. Also, somebody said, sleep is incredibly important to me. You really can't fully catch up or break the bank that you've missed. I don't know what that means. But I guess, like, yeah, sleep is very important.
Yes. I mean, I think, like, as you get older, you just kind of realize, like, why am I staying up so late?
Yeah. I would rather go to bed or be in bed at 9 and have a great sleep. Wake up early. I'm a morning person, so I like to wake up super early. It really sets my mind right. Like, I have a very, like, good rhythm for the rest of the day, productivity-wise, if I'm, you know, getting a good night's sleep. And for me, that involves winding down at a decent time, getting in bed around 9, 9:30. Like, for me, that's, like, ideal. And I definitely dislike not being able to do that. Like, I mean, if I'm out by like 10 even, I'm like, okay, I need to go home. Like, too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's because I'm a creature of habit at this point, because I've just been like going to bed earlier, but I truly enjoy it.
Sorry, I was reading.
Oh. I was like, wait, what happened?
Yes. No, that's good. I mean, like, I feel you on that. Another one says social obligations. To be nice to everyone, to attend and do things because one is part of society, which I guess they're basically saying, like,
that's so having true.
To just go and do something and have to put on this happy face and, you know, smile and laugh and make small talk. Like,
I don't have
like,
the patience for yeah. it. And I don't like it. I really don't like it.
I think it has to be something that I really want to do. I've stopped saying yes to things that, like, if I don't think I'm going to have a good time, if I don't know who, like, the invite's coming from, I'm like, I don't ever just go to places just to be there anymore. Like, I need to know who's going to be there. I need to know, like, what is the purpose of this event? I'm not going to be fake. Like, if I feel like I can't genuinely be myself and have fun, I'm not going to go.
It's true.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I also feel like that because I just don't have the patience to even make small talk. Like, I already know I'm going to be super awkward if I'm trying to make small talk and I really don't want to be there. So, like, what's the point of going, getting dressed up, making that effort? It just makes me hate myself a little bit more that I even went. You know what I mean?
Don't that's hate literally yourself.
How I stopped. No, that's how I stopped because like I got to a point where I was like, oh, I should go. And I was in that mentality, like you have to go and whatever. And then when I would be there, I'd be like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah. No, I feel you.
And then that's why I kind of stopped.
Yeah. I've gotten really selective about certain things I go to. I go to a lot of events in Dallas and I have a good time, but I go to the ones where I know the PR agency really well, or I know the brand really well. And I know that yes. I'm going to have
oh yeah. Work time. Events is like completely different.
Yeah. No, but honestly, there's some brands I wouldn't show up for, you know? So it's well, just, yeah, it kind of just true. Depends. Yeah. It depends. Okay. So the other one says concerts where the headlining act starts after 9 PM.
Oh my God. That's the same thing with sleep. Everybody yeah. wants to be in bed at a decent time.
Yes. Have you seen that thing where Jamie Lee Curtis is like, can concerts start like at 5 o'clock? She was basically saying like, I want to go, I want to see you, but I can't do the late nights. And I think we all can agree, at least some of us, or if you're anything like Sara and I, you can agree. We have a friend yeah. named Rosalyn. She's a night owl. She'll be up 1, 2 a.m. sometimes. On
yeah, Roslyn's like Rosalind is a person that needs 3 hours of sleep, 4 hours of sleep. So she's actually very productive otherwise. I don't know how she does it, but sometimes she'll be on stories at like 3:30 a.m. Like her day's already started. I'm like, Rosalind, you crazy. When I'm watching her in bed at like 6 a.m. when I open my eyes, you know, that emoji with the two eyes and the lips on TikTok. That's literally me watching Rosalind's stories at like 6 a.m. And so she's already had like 3 days, literally. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it says, I'm pretty tired of people being able to just contact me whenever. I find my phone useful, but man, I put off answering text messages these days. I just answer when I get around to it now and ignore work texts on the weekends. Well, ignore work texts on the weekends, but I totally agree. Like sometimes it takes me a few days to get back to people via text. And it's not because I'm like mad at you or ignoring you. It's just because I have other things happening. And
yeah, I mean, you have 3 kids, you have a full-time job, you have family life, friends, but also you put your notifications on silent, which I think is really good. I think that's a good tool to have, especially if you don't want to be distracted and like stay in the zone.
Yeah, no, I honestly I love really that feature. Yeah, I have a gym setting, so I'm usually in the gym every day, like at a certain time. So during my gym time, I have Do Not Disturb on. And then starting at 8 p.m. every night, my phone goes on Do Not Disturb.
Right.
So then I'm just like, I kind of have that peace where my phone's not dinging and you can't reach me until, you know, unless I decide to look at my phone.
I totally get that. These are like two of my personal ones that I'm starting to dislike as I get older. One of them might be a hot take is the news. I really don't like to read the news, to be honest with you. I feel like, and I was talking to my sister about this, and she's a lot older than I am. She's in her late 40s and she feels the same way. We both deleted our news apps. I'm only reading business news these days because I just don't want to know about like some depressing thing that's happened because it just ruins my day. It ruins my mood. I'm like, what kind of crazy world we're living in? And to be honest with you, I've been happier without it. Like ignorance is bliss in this situation because either you feel really helpless or you feel sad and it's just like, you know, it's just information overload that you don't really need. And a lot of people like open their phones and they read the news first thing in the morning. I think it's just like a really horrible way of starting your day, especially if you're like affected by what's happening or what they're reporting on.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think like to a certain extent though, I found, because I don't watch the news. I don't have any news apps. I kind of like get important information from my husband or TikTok, but
all your scandal, important information, breaking news, scandal.
All my breaking news. Yeah. But like there was one time where there was like something major happening and I was like, oh, I hadn't heard that. And Jason was like, yeah, because you don't watch the news. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So there's some things. Yeah, I feel like I need to be aware of, especially like weather-related things or tornadoes. So sometimes
myself. But that's like the weather app. They can give you news alerts on that kind of stuff. But like for me, it's more just like about another school shooting. And I'm like, oh my God, like when will it end? Or like, you know, like an earthquake or like some. I'm just like, I don't want to read about it, honestly. I just don't. It like really affects me. Because like there are some things you just can't control and you feel like this world is a crazy place to be living in, you know?
Yeah, but I also think like certain things, like especially like something as serious as a school shooting, I feel like we kind of have to be aware so that we can continue to drive for people to take action. So I think it just
absolutely
depends.
That's a different thing. I mean, I don't think honestly, it's really unfortunate, but just the way the system is set up, I don't think like it's going away anytime soon, and I always advocate, but like I just don't want to read about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it really depresses me.
Yeah,
but anyways, yeah, that's my one thing. And then my other thing is expected, like family obligations that you're always expected to be at. I think like this time I've definitely, or not this time, this year I've made a very like conscious personal decision to, if like, if I'm feeling like really overwhelmed and I'm like, I just don't want to go to like another family thing, then I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's just, well, Rami's family is like a very close knit family and they do stuff together every week. And for me, it's just like, sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes I also like to spend, like if I have downtime, I love spending it by myself. Like I love to just reflect, you know, maybe work out, read something that's going to like open my mind to a different way of thinking, like something, you know what I mean? Because we have such limited time sometimes. And it's nice to just like, if you have to take a break, like take a break doing other things rather than always like go, 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 go. And I feel like for me, I've started to dislike it, but I've also like put boundaries around it where I'm not going to go to like every social obligation.
Yeah, I think you have to set your own boundaries. And you guys come from like, or you have different approaches. Like his family's very close knit. You don't have like family in Houston.
All my family
right?
lives in Pakistan. Yeah. And then yeah. my brother and my sister live in California. So I don't see them out as often. So yeah, I definitely have a very different family dynamic with my own family where I don't see them as often. I talk to them all the time. But yeah, I think like that's what it is too for me.
Yeah. This one kind of made me giggle. It says, honestly, being high and smoking cigarettes, I'm getting tired of this shit, bro.
Oh my God. It's so true. That's like us and alcohol.
Yeah.
But it's so true. It's so
getting
true.
Getting tired. Yeah. Too funny. I think for me, one of mine is like when people don't follow simple rules. Like there's this guy at the gym. It says very clearly on the like gym courtesy to mm-hmm. wear headphones. Like nobody wants to hear your music. I certainly don't. And it's this older guy. And so nobody says anything, but I've had moments where I'm just like, I'm going to report you. Like I'm getting sick of you. Like,
yeah, literally. What like, the hell?
I know he'll be singing, walking around, you know, bouncing.
Oh
yeah.
My God. This is not your personal gym, sir.
Yeah. It drives me crazy. Especially like, you know, if he's across, you know, the gym, and he's not too close, then I'm like, okay, whatever. I have my earbuds in. But even when like he's close by and I have my earbuds in and I just know his music is blasting and he's bouncing and singing, I'm like, I just want to throw this weight at you.
Oh my God. Yeah, you need to, I think somebody needs to discipline this man. This man needs to be disciplined for sure.
He drives me crazy. Anytime I go to the gym and I see he's there, I just roll my eyes. And don't smile at me, sir. I'm not happy to see you.
He's like a very friendly guy, but also like super annoying. And he's not like aware of it.
Right. Like, get away from me.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Okay, this one says, it sounds shitty, but other people's kids. I was in a wedding this weekend where there were two kids who acted like feral little crotch trolls. I'm just not a fan.
Crotch trolls. Listen, I think we've all been there. I think we've all thought about that at some point, but this person's just saying it out loud, so.
Yeah.
I don't blame it. I don't blame them.
Yeah, and weddings, first of all, children do not belong at weddings.
Yeah.
Unless they're the child of the bride and groom.
Or like immediate family or something. I totally get that. I mean, I feel like, or it's just like parents, like, please, like, we understand you will have all the patience in the world for your children, but other people don't. So let's just like think about other people and make sure that their time, wherever you guys are, is also enjoyable. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not enjoyable to be around kids that are not being disciplined by their parents and they're just going wild. Like, they need to be controlled.
Yeah. I mean, but as a mother of three, I know, I get it. There are certain situations where you're just kind of like, good riddance, but a wedding, it's not the place.
Good riddance. I love it.
Yeah. Certainly not at a wedding though. What else are we tired of? What are we tired of at our big age of 35, 36?
Oh, you know, a lot of people are saying social media, which is like very interesting. I can completely agree with that at a certain point, because if social media is not your job and you're just like consuming it, I mean, I feel like this sometimes too. Like sometimes I just need a break from social media because I feel like it's too much. So I get that. Yeah. Like the more as I'm getting older, I'm not like, I have a love-hate relationship with it for sure, because if I'm thinking about it from a complete consumer point of view, I can understand how it could be like toxic.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I feel like, honestly, if I didn't do it for work and if I didn't make an income from it, I don't know that I would have social media. Jason deleted all of his apps. He was just like, he read an article about how harmful it is and just like how addictive it is and how in other countries it's like banned in certain aspects. And he just kind of felt like this is not for me. And I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind.
I completely respect that. I have a lot of friends who are in a similar situation where, of course, they're not doing it for their job. So they just don't have it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like a lot of people just watch it and won't comment or whatever. And it's like a very different experience for them. But yes, I can completely relate to how social media can be really toxic for a lot of people.
Yeah, especially if you're like, if you're consuming it, maybe not, but if you're like a producer in it or creator in it, and you're consumed by your engagement rate, likes, comments, and stuff like that, it can really take a toll on your mental. Like,
yeah, I mean, but for influencers or so, and then like people who are not influencers, I feel like, you know, like we get opportunities to go on like cool trips or like PR packages and stuff, or like somebody's really beautiful and skinny. Like, I think like, you know, with some people, you could have a comparison thing that's like unhealthy, or, you know, like, oh, I'm like, you know, somebody's working really hard and then they're looking at somebody else living a really easy life. Like, I'm sure it could be like sometimes like not mentally enjoyable or and damaging.
Yeah, no, totally. This one kind of made me giggle. General admission concerts, my fucking knees hurt.
That's so true. That's why you gotta work hard and work hard for those first class flights too.
Yeah, I love flying first class when I can.
Yeah, it's rare for us too, but yeah, I love it when I can.
Someone said just about everything, and two people in a row said people. They're getting tired. Oh, three people in a row now.
Oh my God. Somebody wrote inflation, inflated opinions, attitudes, prices, personalities, egos, you name it, inflation.
Oh my goodness.
It's so true though. Oh my God. Somebody wrote modern haircuts.
I saw
How
that.
The fuck are broccoli hair and Edgar cuts cool? I don't even know what an Edgar cut is. Now I need to look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to Google that one. I'm not even sure.
Oh my God, Edgar cut.
Okay, someone said homeowners associations. Honestly, I feel like they're necessary.
Oh, I was just about to say, yes, I agree with this person.
Well, like, I don't like them. Well, go ahead.
I was saying because I'm renovating my home and I'm like, every little thing I need to do on the outside, I need to get permission from the HOA when this is my house. And it if anything, like I'm beautifying this neighborhood more by taking care of my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, something like that, I don't mind. But I think when they get on you about like, okay, I didn't put my trash bin up yet, but it's going to get up. Leave me alone. You know, like little things like that. Like that kind of gets on my nerves. But some people who don't take care of their flower beds, like I have one of my neighbors, I'm just like, girl, like what's going on? I wanted to call my guy Luis and be like, please go hit up next door because I'm tired looking at this shit. Like you were bringing the neighborhood down. But
oh my God, I love
it. In that instance, I need an HOA. I need somebody writing letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need like somebody who's disciplining all the adults. There are a lot of adults in this world that also need discipline.
Yes. Oh my God.
Somebody wrote snow, pretty to look at, shitty to drive in. When snow melts, it's so annoying.
Yes.
Somebody said music, noise, stupidity, going out at night, and dairy only because I've become lactose intolerant.
I think we all are. I cannot take a lot of dairy. My stomach.
Yeah. I don't think humans were designed to consume cow's milk for our whole life, because I think almost everybody who's consuming dairy as they get older end up becoming lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah, I can't take it. We're almond milk people.
Working 8 hours a day just to make a living. Important and influential people in the world who can't leave things the way they are. The rich want to be richer. Yeah. Such is life.
Such is life. I can't agree with this one. This one says sex. I used to have it all the time and would be ready to go at any moment. Now with work and all the day stresses, it's feel like a chore.
This person's like, oh, I have a headache. I love it. I mean, they're at least they're brutally honest.
Yeah. But goodness. If you don't want to do that, like, geez, if you're working so much, you can't even enjoy a little ménage à trois. Or is that the right word? I don't know.
No, ménage à trois is a threesome.
Oh, no. Well, he wouldn't enjoy that either.
No, he wouldn't enjoy that either. I love it. You're like just a little ménage à trois.
Oh, I see some people saying taxes. Honestly, I hate my taxes. Oh, I just paid.
Please, it's like the worst time in my marriage every year.
I know. Honestly, like, there was a time in my life in my very early 20s when I used to get a tax refund, and I haven't had one in probably 10 years, and I am like, it makes me sad.
Like, yeah, right.
What am I doing wrong?
Well, I guess you're doing something right because you're making a lot of money. So,
well, okay. Yeah, that I guess. But I mean, there's all these rich people who barely pay any taxes.
I'm like, I know. You're like, how do I get there?
Yeah, I'm missing something. I'm missing something.
Oh my God. Somebody wrote, turning a year older stops being cool after 25/30.
I mean, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the years.
I know, but yeah, I guess everybody's like, wow, when we were 25, we used to think 35-year-olds were so old.
I know, and now here we are.
35. And here we are. We're like, actually, you know, it's a mentality. That's what you have to tell yourself when you get older. It's a mentality.
Yes. Age is just a number. Yes.
The lie we all tell ourselves.
Oh my goodness. Ah, okay. What do you think?
This was a fun episode.
We'll have to do this again. I liked this topic.
Yeah, we're going to have to find some more Reddit stories to talk about because this was definitely really fun.
Okay. Anything else you want to add? Anything else you're leaving or things that you hate now that you're older and wiser? 30s?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Not eating right. I really dislike it now. Like I'm okay for like a day of like not eating right, but like the next day I need to be eating properly, like fruit and oatmeal, because it just like makes my body feel good. And
right before we started recording, I literally had like this like chicken burger with no bread, a big like thing of vegetables and some blueberries, and I had a moment thinking to myself, like, my 10-year-old self would be mortified.
Like, yeah, like appalled.
What are you doing?
literally.
But no, I feel you. I feel so much better when I'm actually eating healthy. Yeah,
I absolutely dislike eating like shit these days. It's like a drastic, very noticeable difference when I'm eating well and when I'm not eating well, even if it's a day.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
I'm going to end with poor hygiene.
Oh,
I have zero tolerance for your funky ass.
Zero. Like, please. It's like my biggest pet peeve in life is poor hygiene.
I know. I tell my kids all the time, you cannot be funky and ashy, because they would try to be both. I'm like, at your young age, I'll let you pick one. You can pick one, but you cannot be funky and ashy. That is unacceptable. Thankfully, these days, they are choosing neither one of those. They're putting on their lotion and they're putting on their deodorant. But yes, we gotta handle that, people.
Yeah. Especially with boys growing up. Oh my God, I cannot imagine.
It's pretty stinky.
somebody recently told me, like even little babies' feet smell bad. And I was like, what?
Oh, I've never put Zoe's feet in my face, so I have no idea. No,
because like somebody had like they were picking up like their kids' Crocs. I was like, oh, they're so cute. And they're like, yeah, they're smelly AF. And I'm like, what? Like, I didn't even realize like little little like shoes smell bad for little kids. And I'm like, I didn't even realize little kids' feet smell. But the more you know.
A little sweaty. I mean, their feet probably are sweating in those shoes, in the Crocs, especially if they're not wearing socks. I could get that, but
yeah.
I thought you were talking about the actual skin. I'm like, that sounds like somebody needs to be washing their child.
Yeah, exactly.
You're telling on yourself. Like,
literally. That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Well, that's today's episode.
We hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully, you found some relatable comments over here that you also dislike as you're getting older. But keep us posted on what you guys think. Leave some comments. Let's start a conversation. We'd love to hear from you guys. Also, if you haven't rated us, please do so. It totally helps us out, and we would be so grateful. But yeah, let's talk next Sunday. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Talk next Sunday. Bye, guys.
Bye.